Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 23rd. Today's devotion is entitled, The Spirit's Witness of Assurance. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. In this verse, Paul continues unfolding the privileges of those who are in Christ Jesus. One of the most precious is this. We are not only justified and adopted as God's children, but we also have an inner witness, a personal, spirit-given assurance of our status as sons and daughters of God. The Greek word sumarture means to testify with, indicating that both the Holy Spirit and our spirit join in agreement. This is not an external voice, nor merely a rational conclusion, but a deep inner conviction stirred by the Spirit Himself. This witness is not dependent on outward circumstances, but arises from the Spirit's indwelling presence, producing in us a heart that cries out, Abba, Father. This is not just some emotional whim, but a deep spiritual reality. The Spirit confirms that we belong to God. We sometimes may struggle with doubt, wondering if we truly belong to God. Yet the Bible assures us that the Holy Spirit is not only the one who regenerates us, but also the one who reassures us. His witness isn't vague or mystical, but relational and real. He stirs up within us a love for the Father and a confidence in Christ. When we cry out to God in prayer, when we sense the Spirit prompting us to trust, to repent, to hope, it is His way of reminding us that we are beloved children of God. Let us learn to listen for that inner testimony, to quiet our hearts before Him, and to trust what the Spirit affirms. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for sending your Spirit to live within us, not only to sanctify us, but to assure us. Holy Spirit, bear witness with our spirit again today. Remind us that we are no longer slaves, but your children. Teach us to walk in that assurance, trusting and no longer doubting. In Jesus' name, amen.